Senate blocks Josh Hawley amendment to have Inspector General for Ukraine aid. By Sean Moran on March 29, 2023. The Senate blocked on Wednesday an amendment that would create an Inspector General to oversee the more than $110 billion in aid granted to Ukraine. The Senate voted on Hawley Amendment No. 42S. 316, a bill that would repeal the 1991 and 2002 authorization of military force, AUMF. S. 316, passed through the Senate. The amendment failed 26-68, with six senators not voting against the amendment to the bill. Hawley's amendment would create an Office of the Special Inspector General for Ukraine Assistance, which would be charged with overseeing the more than $110 billion in military and economic aid to Ukraine. Flashback: Biden administration says Americans must prepare to support Ukraine for quite some time. Hawley has often remarked that the amendment is not about one's support for or against aiding Ukraine, which Hawley opposes, but rather is about creating accountability for the more than $110 billion in taxpayer dollars. To fill the position, Hawley pointed to John Sopko, the current Inspector General for Afghanistan. "He's done a terrific job, maybe he'd like to do this job. I mean, he already knows how to do it. And that's winding down. Maybe he'd like to shift over to Ukraine. I think that would probably be my first choice, but somebody like him, who's been tough, tenacious, and independent," Hawley said. Senate Democrats and Republicans across the political spectrum supported Hawley's amendment, including John Barrasso, RY; Marsha Blackburn, RTN; Mike Braun, RN; Katie Britt, RL; Ted Budd, RNC; Ted Cruz, RTX; Steve Daines, RMount; Deb Fischer, RNI; Lindsey Graham, RSC; Bill Hagerty, RTN; Josh Hawley, RMO; John Hoven, RND; Ron Johnson, RY; Mike Lee, RUT; Cynthia Loomis, RY; Roger Marshall, RKS; Jerry Moran, RKS; John Ossoff, DGA; Rand Paul, RKY; Eric Schmidt, RMO; Rick Scott, RFL; Tim Scott, RSC; Kirsten Sinema, IOZ; Dan Sullivan, RAK; John Tester, DMount; J.D. Vance, RO. "It's very hard to argue that there should not be robust oversight, which is what this amendment does, so I would hope this would not be controversial," Hawley added. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.